Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, the 19th of February 2018 is Dungeon Siege. Dungeon Siege is an action role-playing game developed by Gas Powered Games and published by Microsoft on April 5, 2002, for Microsoft Windows, and the following year for macOS. Set in the pseudo-medieval kingdom of the high fantasy game follows a young farmer and his companions as they journey to defeat an invading force. Initially only seeking to warn the nearby town of the invasion of a race of creatures named the Krook, the farmer and the companions that join him along the way are soon swept up in finding a way to defeat another race called the Sek, resurgent after being trapped for 300 years. Unlike other role-playing video games of the time, the world of Dungeon Siege does not have levels but is a single, continuous area without loading screens that the player journeys through, fighting hordes of enemies. Also, rather than setting character classes and manually controlling all of the characters in the group, the player controls their overall tactics and weapons and magic usage, which direct their character growth. Dungeon Siege was the first title by Gas Powered Games, which was founded in May 1998 by Chris Taylor, then known for the 1997 real-time strategy game Total Annihilation. Joined by several of his co-workers from Cavidog Entertainment, Taylor wanted to create a different type of game, and after trying several concepts they decided to make an action role-playing game as their first title. Taylor also served as one of the designers for the game, joined by Jacob McMahon as the other lead designer and producer and Neil Halford as the lead story and dialogue writer. The music was composed by Jeremy Soule, who had also worked on Total Annihilation. Gas Powered Games concentrated on making a role-playing game that was stripped of the typical genre elements they found slow or frustrating, to keep the player focused on the action. Development took over 4 years, though it was initially planned to take only two. Completing the game within even 4 years required the team to work 12 to 14 hour days and weekends for most of the time. The game was highly rated by critics upon release. It is listed by review aggregator Metacritic as the third highest rated computer role-playing game of 2002. Critics praised the graphics and seamless world, as well as the fun and accessible gameplay, but were dismissive of the plot. Dungeon Siege sold over 1.7 million copies, and was nominated for the 2003 Computer Role-Playing Game of the Year Award by the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences. Gas Powered Games emphasized creating and releasing tools for players to use in making mods for the game during development, which resulted in an active modding community after release. An expansion pack, Dungeon Siege, Legends of Vanna, was released in 2003, and a further series of games was developed in the franchise, consisting of Dungeon Siege 2, 2005, and its own expansion Dungeon Siege 2, Broken World, 2006, a spin-off PlayStation portable game titled Dungeon Siege, Throne of Agony, 2006, and a third main title, Dungeon Siege 3, 2011. A trilogy of movies, with the first loosely inspired by the plot of Dungeon Siege, were released as In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale, 2007, Theatres, In the Name of the King 2, Two Worlds, 2011, Home Video, and In the Name of the King 3, The Last Mission, 2014, Home Video. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:03 UTC on Monday, the 19th of February 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Dungeon Siege. This podcast is produced by Arbulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.